This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Visit joy.org.au to find out more about Joycast.
Nerds, gay nerds, lesbo geeks, and much more. The Gay Zombie gay Unicorns zombie presents
Queer Geeks of Oz
2015.
So what's going to be different about this year's Queer Geeks of Oz, Sonia?
Different people.
Only in Melbourne.
At Oz Comic Con 2015. Queer Geeks of Oz.
Oz Comic Con.
Queer Geeks of Oz brings you
some nerdy behaviour of the queer bent and super gay kind.
Queer Geeks of Oz.
At Oz Comic Con 2015.
It never became passé. She was just, you're always aware that you're among greatness.
Wow. Yes, it's Sonia here for Sci-Fi and Scream. It's Oz Comic Con weekend. Great time, busy time for the nerds in all of us, and the nerd in all of us. That sounds better. So if you are geeky now, and in particular if you're a horror geek, you're going to absolutely love this next chat we're going to have with the wonderful Naomi Grossman, who's come all the way from the other side of the world, planet, to be on some discussions. You're having a panel at Oz Comic Con and some autograph signing and...
Yeah, all of that.
All of that. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Good to be here.
And it's amazing because we have so many fans. Well, you have so many fans, but we have fans who love what you have been doing exceptionally. I mean, I guess for you it's been American Horror Story. Mm-hmm. How amazing was it to be in that show?
Amazing. Yeah. I mean, it's such an amazing show on so many levels.
Yeah.
Just as, you know, production value alone goes, it's kind of unparalleled. There's, you know, but then of course, because it's horror and because it's a little bit camp, you know, there's this whole other demographic that it reaches, you know. I mean, horror fans are like a class above. I don't know if they're above, but they're of their own. Yeah, and so, you know, there's this whole fandom that is unique to American Horror Story, which I'm obviously benefiting from. But of course, just being on a show that's so polished and well done and with such big name actors and ample budgets, and I mean, we're just so lucky in so many ways.
It must be like, I guess it's walking into going from a fast food joint to, you know, a silver service on a platter.
It is. It really is.
Yeah. And great for actors, hardworking actors like yourself, to get to this. It's an achievement, do you think?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Certainly. For so long, I really kind of paved my own way, creating my own, writing and producing my own shorts and one-woman shows and whatnot. And so, yeah, having people write for me and do all of those, you know, all that sort of nitty-gritty, dirt under the fingernail sort of work that I was used to having to, you know, do for myself.
What a change. And what's it like? So, someone else writes about this character. You have to, how much control do you get?
You know, they gave me one or two, I suppose, words of direction. And so you'd think that's a whole lot of latitude, but it said everything that I needed. Basically, that direction was do Schlitzy. So Schlitzy was a real-life microcephalic from the 1930s. So it was really my job to watch freaks and, you know, basically embody this strange little man. And so, I mean, yes, that was, so they gave me a lot of freedom within that. And yet I knew exactly what they wanted always.
Yeah.
You know, so long as I was staying true to Schlitzy, I couldn't go wrong.
And of course, if anybody hasn't seen Freaks, you need to, because I think American Horror Story for the part you play, Pepper, of course, borrowed very heavily from it, and mm-hmm. probably in Freak Show in the last season too, borrowed quite a lot from it, but especially you.
Especially playing Pepper.
It's true. Mm. Yeah. No, yeah. There. I mean, Pepper was straight out of Freak Show, or rather, out of Freaks. And then, of course, Freak Show, my goodness, well, I don't want to leave any spoilers for your audience, but, you know, by the end, there were, like, just unabashed sort of steal. Yeah, but, you know.
Appropriation in a good, artistic way.
Absolutely. No, and that's what American Horror Story does. You know, there's so many stories that you can, you know, they've sort of taken directly from cinema and other actual horror stories and history. It's fun.
Yeah. And, of course, working with the amazing Jessica Lange. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that. I know you don't have enough time, but
oh no, I know it, well, she's a legend. I mean, it was like being in a acting master class. I never stopped learning from her. It never became passé. She was just you're always aware that you're among greatness.
Wow. In what way? What do you I mean? Just I can imagine she's got an energy that's very positive and professional.
Absolutely. No, she's there's a whole aura. She's got this sort of formidable aura in a wonderful way, and you can see it even in interviews. I've watched her on talk shows, and she's the same.
She's a classy woman.
Yes, she is.
And gorgeous. And it's so great that she's been able to use this as a great vehicle for showing her talent.
Well, there's a whole new generation of you know, kids who know who she is. Who wouldn't otherwise? And what a shame, you know, had they gone their life without her.
Exactly. Also working with Sarah Paulson and people like that, who for our community, it's positive to have those role models. What's that been like?
I mean, the show is just, there's not a bad apple in the bunch. Everyone is just lovely. It's a very gay friendly show, obviously. I mean, I don't think you can work in Hollywood and not be. It's
silly. You cut off a lot of potential connections.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Excellent.
And so anything you can tell us about what's coming up for you?
Sure. I can't say a word about Hotel. So
yes.
We'll just
it's another great American horror genre, isn't it? Hotel, being in a hotel. And
Shining and, what other films?
Apartment, what's it called?
Oh.
269 or something. Anyway, Apartment 39.
Right, so see, we've already kind of got it.
Chelsea Hotel.
It all happens, doesn't
it? And I'm staying in this hotel.
And you're in a hotel. Anything could happen.
This one feels pretty safe.
Yeah. Oh, 2 minutes.
I just recorded that. 2 minutes.
So, Naomi, for yourself outside of that, have you got other plans and...
Yes, indeed. I have a zombity or a zomcom or a comedy about zombies that I'll be doing in September. So that'll be fun. I haven't been doing comedy for a bit, even though that was for a while what I considered my thing. So that's going to be kind of fun. For the longest time, people would... refer to me as sort of the comic relief of American Horror Story, even though I wasn't really trying. I was just doing Schlitzy. It came off as comedic. Every now and then I get a compliment, you're so funny in tonight's episode. And I think, thank you. I'm not sure if that's a good thing or not. Yeah. But anyway, but this is an actual, I'm actually supposed to be funny. So
wow. See how that happens.
That'll be fun.
Cool.
Now, just before we go, we'd love you to do a shout out. If we could do a station ID or something like that.
Sure.
The show's name is Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9. Okay. And obviously your name and...
whatever you like.
Okay. Let me make sure I got all that right.
Okay.
Sci-Fi and Scream?
Squeam.
Squeam.
I should like.
Ooh, squeamy.
Yeah, that's
okay,
it.
Squeamish.
That sounds good.
Okay. So... this is Naomi Grossman. You're listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on 99.5.
94.9.
That's I'm a beautiful. Pinhead. What can I say?
You're a what, sorry?
I'm a pinhead.
Oh, that's awesome. Can I leave that in?
You can, although you can do it again if you're saying it right. Time. Okay.
Thank you.
This is Naomi Grossman. You're listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on 94.5.
Nine.
I'm a pinhead.
Awesome. I like that. I'm going to keep that. That's perfect.
Okay.
Thank you so much for speaking to us today, and all the best for the weekend for Oz Comic Con.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Allison Bechtel. I'm a big dyke, and you are listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9. Okay. We don't say squeam here. I like it. I like a big dyke.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia.
Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member
at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.